We're on Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, and we're about to start the Mishnah, which is six lines down from the top of the Amud. In the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned the halacha that relates to the Isur of Kriyas Shtari Het Yotos, not reading documents based on the pasuk of Vidaber Dovar, because Kriyas Shtari Het Yotos is what we call his askus b'cheftzei chol, and that's antithetical to v'daber dovar, which requires his askus b'dovar shel kedusha b'divrei Shabbos. And the pasuk v'daber dovar goes back to what it says before in the pasuk mimtzo cheftzecha. Our Mishnah is now going to address dibur, or his askus of Cheftzei Chol, that are also prohibited by virtue of this pasuk, not related specifically to Shtari Het Yotos. Lo Yiskar Odom Polim B'Shabbos. A person should not hire workers on Shabbos. In other words, he shouldn't set up an agreement with them as to what work they're going to be involved in and how much he's going to pay them. That kind of an arrangement is not permitted on Shabbos. That's called Osek Becheftzei Chol, which is prohibited under the Pasuk Mimtzo Cheftzecha. And V'lo Yomar, in addition, Adam L'Chaver Liskar Lo Polim B'Shabbos. He should not appoint his friend as his shliach, as his proxy, to hire workers on his behalf. The Gemara later is going to ask why the Mishnah had to tell us this. It should be obvious, since he's not allowed to hire workers, then he shouldn't be allowed to ask another Jew to hire workers. They both basically come under the same restriction of Dibur Shel Chol. The Mishnah continues, Ein machshichin al hatchum. You're not allowed to go on Shabbos to the end of the Tchum of Shabbos to wait and prepare yourself so that after nightfall you'll be able to go from there and on. And also, the reason why he is interested in being close to that area at the end of Tchum is because Liskar Lo Polim, it'll make it possible for him to hire workers. And to prepare for that hiring of workers is prohibited. So again, to go out to the end of the Tchum around close to nightfall and await the nightfall after Shabbos, and his purpose is hiring workers, or for example, it says Lahavi Peros, to bring produce immediately after Shabbos, that's prohibited. And again, Tchum Shabbos, we said many times, is Alpayim Amma from the edge of the city. That's called Tchum Shabbos. That's the limit. And this person is prohibited from going to the boundary itself for the sake of performing some sort of activity after nightfall, which itself is prohibited on Shabbos. Within the boundary, he's allowed to go if it's not for the purpose of some prohibited activity. And then the Mishnah says, Aval machshech hu lishmar, he's allowed to go close to the boundary of Tchum Shabbos in order to prepare, in order to protect or be shomer on the peros that are there, because that's something that even within the Tchum of Shabbos, he would allow to be due on Shabbos. He's, that activity of Shmiras HaPeros is not prohibited on Shabbos. Avol Machshechu Lishmar, as we said before, that he's allowed. And Mevi, and after Chashecha, and he wants to do something Litzorech, Tovra Mutim Mevi, on Motzi Shabbos, he's allowed, for example, litosh ulahavi peres biyado. So what that means is that he can bring back produce in his hand if he waited at the boundary of Shabbos, Again, he wanted to guard his produce until after nightfall. And now, after nightfall, Shabbos is over, he wants to now take his produce and return it home, bring some produce, and that's permitted because his intention was to guard his produce, not to bring it, and therefore he's allowed to bring it after Shabbos. Klal Omar Abishol. Abishol now formulates a principle, a general principle, called Shani Zakai Bamiroso Rashoyani Lahakshich Olav. Anything that I'm allowed to speak about on Shabbos, I could tell my friends, I could tell even a goy, and I'm allowed to tell them certain things. We'll see exactly what's included, but that's called Shani Kol Shani Zakai Bamiroso. Is then Rashoy Ani Lahakshich Olav. For that same thing that I'm allowed to talk about to my friend on Shabbos, or even to a non-Jew, I'm allowed to go out for that purpose, lahachshech al tchum, to go out and be there at the bounds, the outer boundary, when Shabbos will over, for the purpose of doing exactly that. And Abishol, in this klal, wants to add something that we didn't have in the Reisha of the Mishnah, another heter of Lechshoch Olav Esatchum, and the Gemara is going to explain what that is. Now, in our Mishnah, it says that we're not allowed to hire Polim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell your friend to hire Polim. And the Gemara now wants to clarify what's the Chidush in this Isur of telling his friend. In other words, the Mishnah has already said that he's not allowed to hire Polim. What's the additional insight here that the Mishnah is adding that he's not allowed to tell his friends to hire Paul? Maishna hu umaishna chavera. Why should I think that there's any difference between his hiring the Polim directly or asking his friends to hire Polim? After all, to the same extent, he's not allowed to hire Polim. That's a violation of Dabar Dover. So too, his friends can't do so. And in a sense, by telling his friend to speak, he violates the Isur of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me that this is prohibited? Amar Rav Papa, Chaver Nochri. The Mishnah here is talking about a non-Jew who is not in any way prohibited regarding Shabbos, and therefore for the Nochri to hire Polim would be perfectly permissible. This is not one of the Zion Mitzvahs Pnei Noach. And if that be the case, when the Jew is telling the guy to hire Polim, he's not telling the Jew the guy to do anything that the guy is not allowed to do. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that nevertheless it's also for the Israel to tell the guy to hire Polim, because by telling him so, that dibur is a violation of Mimtzo Cheftzcha and the Dabar Dova. Maskiv Lorav Ashi. Rav Ashi is not happy with Rav Papa's understanding of the Mishnah. Even without the Isur Mimtzo Cheftzcha is Amir L'Nochri Shvus. The Chazal made a gzera that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, and that's called the Shvus. And that halacha was already formulated by Rebbe back on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. In the case where the Nochri wants to put out the fire, you're not allowed to tell him to put out the fire on your behalf. So why would our Mishnah have to repeat what it already has taught us? And therefore, Rav Ashi, having rejected Rav Papa's interpretation, interprets it in an alternative way. Elomer Rav Ashi Afilu Tema, if you're going to tell me that Chaveru here in our Mishnah is Chaveru Yisrael, but there's still a Chiddush. Why? Hakam Ashmala. Lo Yomar Adam lechavero scharli polim, aval omer leadam adam lechavero hanire shetamod imi laerev. The Mishnah wants to tell you that dafka to say scharli polim, those three words, that's what's prohibited. But if he says to his friend, achshav nire im tavoy laili achar tseis haShabbos, he doesn't say explicitly that he's hiring it. I mean, he implies it. And he says, let's see if you can come to see me after Shabbos is over, so to speak. Both of them know that he he really intends to hire him, but he doesn't explicitly say, I'm hiring you. And you might think, if not for the Mishnah, that this is only like Hirhur, right? Dibur is also, the Torah prohibits Dibur, Dibur shel chol on Shabbos, but Hirhur is Mutter. So this is a kind of a Hirhur, because when you look at the words themselves, and you isolate the Dibur, then there's nothing here that indicates that he's hiring him as a poel. It's just understood. Shall we see whether you will join me in the evening? You know, that's a very innocuous kind of statement. Umasnisin Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Kirav Yeshua ben Karcha. And it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha who would permit a person to say to his friend, we'll see whether you'll join me in the evening. Omer Odom L'chavera Nirish Etamod Imi La'erev. You're allowed to say to your friend, shall we see whether you will join me in the evening? And that's not included in the words Schar Li Paulim. And that's Mutter. Tesanya. Now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa with the machlokas between the Tanakhama of Yeshua ben Karcha on this very din. Lo yomar odem lechavero, a person should not say to his friend, according to the Tanakhama, hanire shetamod imi la'erev. And the Gemara is going to explain why the Tanakhama is opposed to saying those words. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha omer, omer odem lechavero, he's allowed to say hanire shetamod imi la'erev. Again, even though they both knew, they understand that he's coming to hire him for a malacha. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda is matir because you're using a lashon that doesn't indicate in the lashon per se that he's hiring him. Omar Rabba Barbachan Rabbi Yochanan lochik Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, and therefore we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to say anira shetamod imi la erev. The Omar Rabba Barbachan Rabbi Yochanan my time mayu de Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha. Why is he matir this sentence? Because the Torah prohibits mimtzol cheftzcho v'daber dover, that the Easter is to talk v'inyone cheftzei chol, and that's what it means v'daberu dover, that dibur is asur, but here is mutter. And basically when you say hanira shetamod imi, and you don't mention any malacha explicitly, that's called hira and it's mutter. Rami le Rav Acha bar Rav Huna l'rova mi omar av yorokhiyar on dibur asur hira mutter. You're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan explains in Rabbi Yeshua, and he passes like Rabbi Yeshua, that Dibur is also, but here is Mutter. Alma, here lav ki Dibur dami. That means that the Torah differentiates between here and Dibur. Ay, v'amar Rabba Barbachonim Rabbi Yochanan v'chol mokom mutu lahara chutz mi beis hamerchutz beis hakisei. So that here b'divrei Torah in a bathhouse or in a bathroom is prohibited. Why? Because we equate here with dibur. So my answer is shani hasam. There, in the case of hirur bebeis hakisei beis hamerchutz, it's a different halacha, and it's also even behir. Why? Because the beinon, the Torah says v'hoyim machanecha kadosh, that if you have a machne of shechina, which means that you're talking divrei Torah. And not only that, but even if you're thinking Divrei Torah, that also sets up a Machne Kedusha where the Shekhinah is there. And to take that into a bathhouse or into a bathroom is certainly prohibited. For Lekka, that's a violation of Hoya Machnecha Kadosh. You have to make sure that that Machne Shekhinah, which was created by Hirur B'Divrei Torah, retains its sanctity. You can't violate its sanctity by taking it into a bathroom. But that has nothing to do with, for example, the Iser on Shabbos of the Dabur Dover, where the Torah prohibits explicitly Dibur and not Hirur. The Hirur is Mutter. So Gemara asks on this answer, Hachinamik Siv, even with regard to Divrei Kedusha, in a Makom of Tinuf, like for example, the Beis Hakisei, it doesn't mention the Iser Hirur. It only mentions Dibur, because the Pasuk says, V'hoyim achnecha kadosh, and then it says, V'lo yir b'cha ervas davar. Let's emphasize the word davar. And davar in Chazal is always understood as Lashon Dibur. Shelo yirah b'cha HaKadosh Baruch Hu davar meguna, meaning when you're speaking divrei Torah, there shouldn't be an exposure at that point, to that place, of a davar meguna. And since Rabbi Yochanan holds hirur lav kedibur, we're going back to the original question: why would he prohibit hirur in a beis hakisei, beis hamerchatz, when the Torah says lo yir bocha ervaz davar, which means dibur? So, in the case of a davru davar on Shabbos, we say it means dibur, not hirur. Hence, Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Yeshua. But here in the case of Beis HaKisei, where the Torah says that Torah is aser because of Davar, which means Dibur B'Divrei Torah, well, that should exclude Hirhur. Hirhur should be Mutter, just like Hirhur is Mutter on Shabbos. And my answer is that this Pasuk, V'Hoyim Achnecha Kadosh, generates an Iser B'Mokom Tinuf, even with regard to Hirhur. What about that Pasuk Yirbucha Ervas Davar, which indicates Dibur, not Hirhur? That's not talking about a case of a Makom Etunov, but rather we require it Miboyle Likhet Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about the Isur Estaklus Bi Erva at the time of Dibur Shel Kedusha. Akum, or for that matter even Yisrael, Arom, who's naked, Osur Likros Kriyat Shema Kenegdo. You're not allowed to recite Kriyat Shema in the presence of Erva. And here it says, well, Yirbacha Ervas Davar. And Davar means Dibur to the exclusion of Hirhur. So that the rule of thumb now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is that there's a fundamental distinction between Dibur, when the Torah mentions Dibur, and Hirhur. So, for example, in the case of lo yirbacha ervas davar, there the Torah is prohibiting a dibur shel kedusha when there's erva exposed, and here it would be mutter. Similarly, in Shabbos, where it says v'dabru davar, the Torah is prohibiting a dibur shel chol, but that's only dibur and not here, so here is mutter, and hence you're allowed to use language which indicates that he wants to hire him, but he's not saying it explicitly. In the case of Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, that's a different story. There the Torah says, Vayim Achnecha Kadosh, and that prohibits even here. That's a different principle. That has to do, as we said before, with the fact that you have to maintain the Kedushas Machne Shechina at the time of studying Torah, and therefore you can't take it into the bathroom. Now, why does Rav Yochanan mention here, or I should say Rav Yehuda actually, mentions here the Isur Estaklus in the context of an Akum, that an Akum is naked? My Iria Akum, Afil Yisrael Nami, the same halacha of Isur Kriyas, Kriyashma would apply even if it's a Jewish person who's naked. So the Gemara answers, Lomi Boi Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda mentions Akum as a chidush of Ein Tzarech Lomar. Lo mi boy Yisrael di Asur. Aval Akum keva diksiv bei asher hamorim b'sorom. Since the Poskin Yechezkel compares the basar of a non-Jew to the basar of an animal, is Ema Shaper Domi. I had a half mean if you didn't mention explicitly that the Isur of Dibur B'Divrei Torah, Kriya of Kriyat Shema, in the presence of nakedness, apply. If you didn't say it applies to a guy, if you only said it applies to a Jewish nakedness, I would say that that's limited to a Jew. But in the case of a guy, maybe it's Mutter Kamash Malan. No, that even the nakedness of a guy is considered Erva as far as this halach is concerned, and therefore Kenegda also Likros Kriyat Shema. Gemara asks Eimach Inami, and why not say that without a source to the contrary, we should assume that based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, that the body of a guy is not an erva, and if you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema. So how do we know, how did Rabbi Yehuda know that even in the case of a non-Jewish erva, it's also to read Kriyat Shema Makra? We have a Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Tes, with regard to the erva of Noach that was exposed, and Shem and Yefes came to cover him up. And it says that their face was, you know, backwards, looking the other way. The erva savim laro, they didn't see the erva of their father. So we see that the erva of Noach is considered an erva. The Torah calls it an erva. And of course, Noach has the status of an Akum. And you see that Lo Yira Becha Ervas Davar includes even the Erva of a Ben Noach. The Gemara now raises a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. If Dibur of Chol, which is prohibited on Shabbos under Vedabur Davar, there are going to be five statements of Amoraim that were matir dibur chol on Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah. Number one, the dibur mi osir veha'omar veharav chizder of himnun the amri chavayu cheshbono shel mitzvah mutar lechoshvan b'Shabbos. You're allowed to calculate anything that's necessary for a mitzvah. For example, how much money to give out to the aniyim in order to provide for them parnasa. You're allowed to calculate all these monies. And if dibur is also ben haTorah, then it should have been also even in the context of a mitzvah of giving out sarkei aniyim. Right, the pasuk is not machalik between mitzvah and reshus, so it says v'davar dover, and it's osur. Number two, v'amar Rav Lazar, poskin stakal aniyim b'Shabbos. Right, you're allowed to determine how much stock you're going to give to the ani on and make these calculations on Shabbos. So not only to think in your mind about how much money you want to give to tzedakah, but you're allowed to even be posek. You know, you're allowed to state and almost like a ruling and say, this is what, how much money I'm giving to so-and-so, and this is, I'm declaring how much money I'm going to give as charity to so-and-so. Now we have a third statement. The Omer of Yaakov bar Idi Omer of Yochanan mefakhin pikuach nefesh upikuach rabim b'Shabbos v'holchim l'botei k'nesios l'fakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos. So first of all, mefakhin means we go out and we investigate any sort of possible pikuach nefesh, a sakana, and we have to go out actively and make sure that there's no sakana. Again, the question is why we need Rav Yaakov to tell this. I mean, pikuach nefesh is docha. In Mokum Sakoni, you're allowed to do any malach and Shabbos. So you have to tell me about the Yisrael of Vidabra Dover. I mean, you can do a malach and mamish. Now there is another girsa here, and you take out the words Pikuach Nefesh. Just read it Mefakh. Okay, now. Pikuach Rabin. Now this is what it means, Lishtadel Eitzal Malchus Avur HaRabin. You know, to represent the Jewish community in front of the kingship, that's allowed on Shabbos. Even though you would have said, well, it's not in line with Vidabur Dover. Holchim Lebati Knesias Lefakeach Al Iske Rabin v'Shabbos, we're allowed to gather into the Beis HaKnesses in order to protect it, so to speak. L'fakech al Iske Rabin v'Shabbos. Let's translate those words. He says that we are permitted to go to the synagogues to attend to the affairs of the public on Shabbos. In other words, to hold public meetings on Shabbos to deal with matters that are relevant to the entire public. That's number three. Now we're up to number four. The Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar Rabbi Yochanan Holchim L'tar Tiyaos L'kirkos U'levasilkos L'fakeach al iske Rabbi V'Shabbos. We are allowed to go out to amphitheaters, circuses, and basilicas in order to gather together and attend to the affairs of the public on Shabbos. Again, it's hard to see the difference between these two statements that we just had. But V'tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, number five, is Mishadchim Al Hatinokos Li'oreis B'Shabbos. You're allowed to arrange with a shatkin or a shatkinta on Shabbos to find the proper girl. Or again, it could be the proper boy. Mishatkin al tinokos le'ores. In order to find a marriage partner. So imagine you have a shatkin and you want to set a price for the shatkin. You say, if you make this shidduch, I'll pay you 1,000. You're allowed to set that up on Shabbos. The alatino kolamdo sefer lelamdo. Let's say you have a tutor and you want to hire him to teach Torah to your son. And you offer him on Shabbos a deal in which he makes $1,000 a month. Well, lelamdo umnis, or to teach his son an umnis, a craft. And what we're probably talking about is a craft from which his son could make a livelihood. And bottom line is, we see clearly from all these statements that you're allowed to pursue your affairs on Shabbos through speech. That's permissible. And how could all this be mutter when the Yisur Dibur is min haTorah? So the Gemara answers, Omar Kra. Let's read the pasuk carefully. Mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber dover. The Torah emphasizes the word cheftzecha. And that means your needs, your business needs. That you shouldn't be speaking about. So therefore, tzorchei atzmecha asurim b'cheftzei shamayim. So it says cheftzecha, that's tzorchei atzmecha. But cheftzei shamayim l'tzorch mitzvah is mutter. So the very same pasuk that prohibits dibur shel chol on Shabbos allows dibur shel mitzvah. And in all the cases that we discussed until now that are permissible on Shabbos, they're all for the sake of a mitzvah, whether it has to do with the aniyim to find parnasa for them, whether it has to do with studying Torah or gathering together to have a vad, a discussion on Inyani Tzibur and Medina, and in addition to that, to hire shadchanim and tutors for your son, and lefakech al iskei rabin v'shabbos, all this comes under tzorchei mitzvah cheftzei shamayim, and it wasn't included in the original Isur of Adab Radov. For example, Malacha. Malacha l'cheshbonos haloloa ein tzorch behem, lo l'chav, lo li'acher. He goes, Shemachshiv kama hotzos yesh l'mi sherotza livnos bayis. V'cheshbonos shel mabakach. He goes, Shohei behem tzorch ba'avar. V'ata emem shud tzorech is mutol lecheshbon b'Shabbos. So we're talking about calculations of what is it to you. Okay, that's number one. Like melech means advice here; it doesn't mean a king. So malacha, what is it to you? Or to calculate on Shabbos things that, just one second here, it says Shomabaka Mutal Khashvim Shabbos. Okay. No, it's basically this is idle chatter. It doesn't involve any finances that are currently on the market. So that's permissible. Try to keep it to a minimum. Is mutal lechashbenem b'Shabbos. We have also a brisa, cheshbonos she'ovru b'shasidim lios osu lechashbenon. Calculations of things that happened in the past or will happen in the future. In other words, you're not mentioning the cost of a past or future undertaking. Is then also lechashbenem she'ovru v'shasidim lios. That which happened or that which will happen may not be calculated on the Shabbos. Okay. And chesbon shel melech, like malacha, if there's no need for it, shel mavakach, mutal lechashbenon, and mutal lechoshbon. So this brisa is meant to support Shmuel. Shmuel said, cheshbon shel melech, which means mavakach, is mutal lechashbenon b'Shabbos. And we have here in the brisa cheshbonos she'ovru and cheshbonos she'asidim lios is also lechashbonos b'Shabbos. In contrast, we have cheshbonos shel melech, which is malacha, and there's no tzorch whatsoever, is then mutal lechashbonos. Whereas in the first case, you're talking about cheshbonos that have to do with monetary arrangements, like, for example, make a calculation, how much didn't I pay you, I owe you for your work. And in that case, it comes under the Isur V'Dabra Dova. However, Shel Melech, which is just Malacha, that's Mutter on Shabbos. And that would support, this price supports Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. So just to go over this last distinction, calculations of things that happened or will happen cannot be calculated on Shabbos. So he means mentioning the cost of past or future undertakings. Now, how does that reconcile itself with Shmuel, who says you're allowed to make calculations of mabakach, right? Calculations that involve past projects. So we're going to get to a sugya later on Daf Kuf Nun Amid Beis that's going to address this, because lechora, based on what we said before, that, you know, malacha, mabakach, you know, it's matters of no practical significance. So when you say something theoretical, you know, if somebody would want to build a house, how much would he have to spend? So that's mutter. But here, I guess, in this case, we're not talking about mabakach, we're talking about past or future undertaking, as if to say that maybe in the future you will undertake a certain project, and this is the amount of money that you're gonna have to spend. That's prohibited. So Reminu, the Gemara is gonna ask from a brisa, Choshvin Cheshbono She'enom Tzrichim. You're allowed to make calculations that are not relevant anymore. They're not needed at all. But Ein Mechashvin Cheshbono She'tzrichim. You're not allowed to make calculations that are needed. So if you're mentioning a sum of money that's currently, you know, that's relevant now, you need a certain sum, that's Asur, B'Shabbos, but Ketzad, Omer Adam L'Chaver, is allowed to say to his friend, Kach V'Kach Paulim Hotzesi Al Sodezu, right, I spent this amount of money on the workers of this particular field, and another example, Kach Kach Dinarim Hotzesi Al Dirazu, this is what I spent on on buying a certain residence. All this is mutter because it has no current practical relevance. This is what I spent in the past, and this is what I'm going to spend in the future. So that's forbidden on Shabbos, because that's already, so to speak, preparing for a business deal, which he's not allowed to do. So basically, the Braisa allows you to report on how much money he spent on something that's already happened. I spent so and so on a residence. And that lechora contradicts the previous Braisa that says that cheshbona she'ovru v'sha'os asidim lios osu lechashbonon. That's the Gemara's kasha. So l'taymeich, the Gemara asks kasha lecha higufa. You know, why don't you first ask a question inherent in the previous Braisa? You know, what's the difference between calculations of what of it and a calculation of, you know, what we spent in the past and what we'll spend in the future? Elaha de'ika agra da'gira gabe. So you're going to have to say that when it says, mabakach, you know, the things that happened. So the things that happened, which he says, cheshbono sha'avru, that's a case of agra da'gira gabe. You know, he still has wages that he owes them, and he hasn't paid them. But ha, in the case where he says, what of it, that is already leka agra da'gira gabe. You know, that's a case where he doesn't have any wages that are outstanding, that he hasn't yet paid his workers, he's already paid him, and therefore it's a thing of the past. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we're up to Daf Kuf Nun Amid Beis Ein Mach Shichin, which is the two dots that are approximately 9 lines down from the top of the Omid.